Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1779, Why You Should Be Planning Your Meals, by Stacey Artisan with nerdfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Happy Thursday and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or OHD, where I read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online. Now I'm going to keep this intro nice and short, so let's get right to today's article and start optimizing your life. Why You Should Be Planning Your Meals, by Stacey Artisan with nerdfitness.com. Think about walking into a gym and randomly doing a few sets here, a few sets there, a wandering sheep without a shepherd. We've all been there. Do we really expect to make huge progress without knowing what we're doing? No, of course not. It's why we love having a plan to follow. It eliminates 99% of the decisions that can derail us on our progress. Should I do 3 sets of 5 or 5 sets of 5? Now, we know we need a workout plan to follow to make progress, but why don't we think of food the same way? Today, I want to try to convince you that you should. A few decisions early in the week can eliminate hours of work or dozens of bad decisions later on in the week and be the difference between success and failure, whether you're trying to gain weight or even lose weight. How is this possible? We say it so often on the blog and we don't let up because it's so true. 80 to 90% of your success or failure, no matter your goals, will come from your diet. We have a tendency to think we know about food and thus planning is unnecessary. Oh, I don't know about deadlifts, but I've been eating food since I was born. I know sugar is bad, eat less processed food and more real stuff. I don't have time to plan, so I'll just make healthy choices as I go. As Morpheus tells Neo, there's a difference between knowing the path and walking the path. Whether you're trying to become the one or trying to get yourself to stop eating like a jackass, I think most of us know how difficult just doing it can be. Making choices based on emotion and convenience are just too easy. We have that part of our brain, the lizard brain, that only thinks in the short term. Gimme, 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 now, now, now. How many times have you gotten out of work after a ruthlessly long and miserable day, skipped lunch, had to pick the kids up from daycare or insert some other errand, and then you still need to think about what to make for dinner? Brutal. Our days can sap our willpower, decision fatigue sets in, and instead of going home to make a healthy decision, you jump on Team Lizard Brain and do the thing to make your stomach happy temporarily, like speed dialing your favorite pizza place, or picking up fast food on the way home, or eating junk food in your pantry, or calling that one Chinese food place that gives you extra dumplings, or eating a healthy dinner, but eating too much of it, or grabbing dessert too frequently. You meant well. You had every intention of eating healthy. You even had the ingredients in your fridge. But you know what? Hit up Domino's and fire up Daredevil on Netflix. You had a hard day. You earned it, right? Remember, life isn't a superhero fantasy. It's more like Deadpool. Things get messy. It happens. And we know this, which means if we can set ourselves up for success with a good meal prep system amidst this messy reality, it's a near guaranteed way to level up. Why meal prep? Exhausted with life situations aside, there are enormous perks to having your meals planned and prepped. Even just having a single meal each day partially planned, let's say lunch, can set you up for effortless progress for months and months. Why? Reason number one, it's easier to not overeat or undereat if you have pre-portioned your meals ahead of time. Making the decision ahead of time removes the emotion out of how much food should I eat or should I go back for seconds? You know you eat what is in that container, no more or no less. Reason number two, it has built-in accountability and punishment. If you pre-cook your meals, what happens if you don't eat them? You throw them away, which is basically like throwing away the money you spent on the food. This is very similar to the strategy that helped Saint lose weight for his wedding. He bet a friend $500 that he would get in shape by his wedding day. Not wanting to lose his money, he was pressured into actually making healthy changes. Reason number three, save some money. I'll let you do the math about your specific situation, but when you do your own meal prep, it is nearly always a strategy, which saves you a ton of money compared to dining out. You can then spend that extra money on the important stuff, and this doesn't even factor in the costs we refuse to think about for some reason. The money we'll spend on medication, hospital visits, surgery, and a shortened lifespan. You know, the real cost of living an unhealthy life. Reason number four, it also saves you precious time. It seems like a large time investment up front, but you can make a week's worth of meals in nearly the same time as it takes you to make a single meal. For the same reason the assembly line revolutionized mass production, the strategy of cooking everything at once will pay you dividends and extra hours in your week. Still complaining that you don't have time to work out? Get a few extra hours back by meal prepping. Bazinga. And reason number five, avoid willpower demands. Spend it elsewhere. If you know that you need to be eating what is in your pre-planned and pre-cooked meals, you just need enough willpower to cook once. Think about how many times you've gone into the week with good intentions, but by Tuesday or Wednesday, you've already switched back to something other than the healthy option. It's far easier to stay on track if your meals are ready to go. Not only that, but you can use this extra willpower on other habits you are forming, like getting to the gym or to that new martial arts class. Note, meal planning does not consist of making 21 different recipes for 21 different meals each week. Even those of us who have been doing this for years aren't that crazy. That just sounds exhausting. Instead, you'll be picking one meal per day, maybe lunch, maybe dinner, perhaps the one you struggle the most with. You'll prepare those five meals for your work week. Are you on board? You just listened to the post titled, Why You Should Be Planning Your Meals by Stacey Artisan with nerdfitness.com. Dr. Neil here again with my commentary. I am a huge fan of meal planning, for myself mostly, because I am totally the type that Stacey described that will be good Monday and Tuesday, but by midweek, I'm usually pretty tired and will succumb to more convenience types of foods. But that's why I take some time, usually every Sunday, to plan and prep my meals. And something that I found to be really helpful is I'm usually really excited and motivated when I go to the grocery store on the weekends. And when I come home, I'm putting all my groceries away and I'm really excited because I'm going to have these nutritious, balanced meals all week. I'll take that one extra step to go ahead and wash and chop and pre-portion my produce. Because here's what happens. You're listening to a podcast like this, you get motivated and you're like, yes, I'm going to plan my meals, but something goes wrong. Let's say you take all the steps, you even go grocery shopping, you buy that broccoli and that kale and you're planning exactly what you're going to eat. But then by, again, midweek, you start feeling tired. That stuff is in your fridge, but it's not quite ready to go. And so you think about how that's going to take some extra time. You've got to rinse that kale. You've got to chop that broccoli. Oh, I'm too tired for that. So what I do, because I know I'm the same way, is I like to prep all of those on Sunday, as soon as I get home from grocery shopping, since I'm putting the food away anyways, let's go ahead and rinse, chop, and pre-portion that stuff right now. And then instead of tucking it away in a crisper drawer at the very bottom of the fridge where it stays hidden, I like to put all of those pre-portioned foods right in plain sight so that every time I open the fridge, it's right there as a reminder, don't forget, you're going to be using this really, really soon. So I highly encourage you to take that one extra step. You're going to be motivated when you get home after spending all of that money on fresh food. So go ahead and do that one extra step, and it'll make it much more likely that you'll actually use those foods that you just bought. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you in advance for sharing this show with someone, and I'll be back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.